Greetings, everyone. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
And today it's our unit on society, things that are happening in the world around us, at least in our society. And we're talking about the Society of Japan. They've got something there called lonely death. It's a trend that's on the rise in Japan. And I suspect that this might also be a problem here in Taiwan because some of the elements of this trend are kind of similar.
Yeah, it's really kind of sad. We've got a lot of elderly folks who are sadly dying alone, and no one finds out that they're dead until weeks later. It happens when families split up, or maybe the parents aren't living with the kids and they can't always go check on them. So we're going to take a look at this trend that's on the rise, which is very sad, and talk about some of these terms and the issue itself. First, though, we're going to read through our article.
Among unwashed dinner plates and unopened letters, Taichi Yoshida and his cleaning crew work in a small Tokyo apartment. Part of their job includes removing the body of an 85-year-old man from where he had passed away a month before unnoticed. Tragic as this is, cleaning the homes of people who have died is a job that Yoshida has to face. Families of the deceased aren't always able or willing to move their dead relatives. Sometimes, there isn't any family to call at all. This is what Yoshida is responsible for. 300 of the 1,500 cleaning jobs performed by his company each year involve kodokushi, which translates to lonely death. This term refers to a person who has died alone and whose passing remains unnoticed for weeks. Unfortunately, kodokushi has become more and more frequent in Japan. One reason for this is the increasing elderly population. Out of the country's 127 million people, one in four is over 65. Furthermore, the number of single households is also on the increase. The 2010 census found that people who lived alone made up 32% of the nation's population, compared to just 25% in 1995. Experts predict this number will only keep growing. The elderly in Japan have been avoiding moving into senior care facilities where they feel abandoned. Yet as a result of weakened family ties in modern Japanese society, older people who live alone are often isolated. Thus, one social response is to create stronger community ties. Shinjuku Ward in Tokyo began a lonely death awareness campaign several years ago. It hosts social events, distributes a newsletter to the elderly, and monitors their well-being. Hopefully, these efforts mark the beginning of a turnaround in this grim trend.
Let's talk about our article, guys. Lonely death, that's what they're calling these deaths. That are occurring in Japan, on the rise, there's a trend. If something's on the rise, it's increasing. You can see more of it, so on the rise. You could also say the lonely death trend is rising is another way you could do that. So what is lonely? If you're lonely, you feel like you don't have any friends or family. You're kind of sad. You don't even have to be alone to be lonely. You could be in a big group or at a party and still feel lonely if you don't really feel like you have any close friends near you. It also means, though, that you're solitary. You are alone, and maybe you don't have any companions. And that's what we're talking about here. These deaths occur among older people, the elderly, and they're not really that close to friends or family because they pass away and their body is left there for weeks sometimes before it's discovered.
Unfortunately, yes, this does happen sometimes in Japan. And I've also heard of this happening in the United States as well because of the, not the nuclear family, I guess, because the kids tend to live away from the parents and sometimes the parents are left by themselves and can't really take care of themselves and end up dying by themselves in home. But in any case here, let's talk about a possible situation. Among unwashed dinner plates and unopened letters, Taichi Yoshida and his cleaning crew work in a small Tokyo apartment. Okay, so this is a cleaning crew going to work in a Tokyo apartment. It's a cleaning crew. A crew is a group of people who work together. It could be a group of people who work together on an airplane, the flight crew, for example, or a crew on a ship. And remember, you do not refer to the individual members of the crew as crews. No, you can't do that. A crew member, that's what you say. And this is a cleaning crew, and they're working in this apartment in Tokyo, which is kind of small.
Yeah, and we're describing the scene. There's a lot of unwashed dinner plates. So someone ate it and didn't wash the dishes afterwards, and also some unopened letters. They've gotten letters in the mail, but they've never opened them. So we're describing the scene that the cleaning crew encounter once they walk into this small Tokyo apartment. Now, part of their job includes removing the body of an 85-year-old man from where he had passed away a month before, unnoticed. And we put that unnoticed at the very end just to emphasize that no one was even aware this person had passed away. Sometimes we don't notice that someone's passed away until the smell becomes really bad.
Yeah.
Dead bodies are really, really smelly. It's a horrible smell, actually, and that's usually how the body is first discovered. Other neighbors start smelling this horrible smell, and they call the police.
That's what happens, okay. So, again, part of their cleanup job involves or includes removing that body of an old man, and he passed away there. To pass away is a polite way of saying somebody died, they croaked, they kicked the bucket, they bought the farm.
Okay, some of these phrases Tom's using are slang, and they're not very nice, so be careful. Don't use that. Don't say kick the bucket. What is it, croaked? What did you say,
croak? Pass away is nice.
Pass away is great, yeah.
Pass away is the most polite one. In any case, yes, he passed away, and tragic as this is, yes, this is tragic.
Yes.
Cleaning the homes of people who have died is a job that Yoshida has to face. So tragic as this is, we could also say, even though this job is tragic, Yoshida still has to clean the home. It's a job he has to face. He has to go in there and he has to look at a dead body. It's part of the job. Tragic just means it's something terrible that happened, usually something that is not supposed to happen. It was a great tragedy. Tragedy, of course, is the noun, like the auto accident was a great tragedy.
Yeah.
It was very tragic that your son could not get into Harvard. That might be a tragedy for some people.
Yeah, typically, though, we keep tragedy to talk about extreme sorrow, distress. It usually and typically, I could say, includes death. So be careful with using tragedy to describe someone who didn't get into college. It's probably not exactly
tragic. Well, some people would be very sad about that. But also we describe some of the plays of Shakespeare's tragedies, the tragedy of Hamlet, Prince of Denmark, etc.
Seeing a lot of people die.
But this is tragic that they have to go in there and clean up the homes of people who have died. But it's part of the job. And families of the deceased aren't always able or willing to move their dead relative. So somebody's got to do it. The deceased, that refers to a person who has passed away.
Yeah. Another word we use only when the police are talking amongst themselves is the corpse. A dead body is referred to as a corpse by professionals, not by family members, the deceased. I think tragic, though, here is referring to the fact that the man passed away without anyone noticing. It's not tragic that they have to clean it. It's tragic that he actually died without anyone knowing. But it's a horrible job. That would be a tough job for me. I don't think I could do it. So sometimes someone has to do the job of picking up the deceased and doing something with their bodies. Sometimes there isn't any family to call and notify at all. Sometimes these folks are just really simply alone. There's no one around them. This is what Yoshida is responsible for. If you're responsible for something, it means you have a duty that you have to take care of. Maybe you're an older brother or sister, and you're responsible for watching out for your younger siblings while your parents are away. Maybe you're a manager at a company, and you're responsible for the employees that you have working in your group that you're supervising. So this is what he's responsible for, taking care of the deceased after they passed away unnoticed.
When I was a dishwasher during my college days, yeah? I was responsible for keeping all the dishes clean and making sure the waiters and waitresses had plenty of fresh, clean dishes at their disposal. I was responsible for that. Mm-hmm. But here, Yoshida is responsible for cleaning up this apartment and disposing of the body, or handling it, I guess, putting it in an ambulance or something and mm-hmm. taking it to the morgue or someplace like that and notifying relatives. Well, 300 of the 1,500 cleaning jobs performed by his company each year include something called Kodokushi, which translates to lonely death, okay? The kanji for that is gu du si. That's the kanji for it in Chinese, actually. And I guess we've got quite a few of those jobs, 300 of the 1,500 cleaning jobs. What's that percentage there? I'm not good at math here, but that's a pretty high percentage. When they go in to clean up an apartment, they're going to find a dead body one out of, say, five times or something like
wow,
that.
Wow, yeah, it's not quite a third, though. It's a lot to take care of, actually. I was surprised at the number. So this Kodokushi, again, translates to lonely death. If you translate a word, you take it in its original language and you put it into another language. This article that we're reading now isn't translated. It was originally written in English. But you'll notice in the magazine there are a lot of our words that are translated into Chinese.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Lonely death is the term that we're talking about. It's really sad that they actually have a term that refers to lonely deaths. This term refers to a person who's died alone. We've been talking about this, and whose passing remains unnoticed for weeks. You'll often talk about the passing. Oh, his passing. Passed away is what we usually say, but passing can be used to talk about the event itself, the passing or someone's passing. That's a noun.
That's what it is, all right. So we're talking about this very grim subject in today's lesson, but unfortunately it is a reality in Japan. And it might actually happen here in Taiwan, because Taiwan also has a growing elderly population.
True.
Hopefully it doesn't, but you never know. In any case, we're going to take a little bit of a break right now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天要谈论的呢是高龄社会里面出现的一个难题，称之为孤独死。首先呢，我们来看一下含有第一个空格的句子，写着 Tragic blank one this is. Cleaning the homes of people who have died is a job that Yoshida has to face. 陈述呢，这一位先生他所面对的事情呢，就是清理这死者的家。而前面提到一位呢，去世已经多日的85岁的男子，那么这件事情当然听起来是相当的悲惨，尽管很悲惨，还是得要处理后续的事情。这题要考考同学的文法概念。我们呢，虽然在英文里面常常用 although 来代表尽管、虽然，但是当我们想要强调这个形容词的时候，我们就可以把像在这一题当中的 tragic 调到句首，然后加上 as, tragic as this is, 就等于 although this is tragic, 中文就翻译成为尽管这相当的悲惨。所以第一题的正确答案我们就选择 A, as。第二个空格的句子 This is blank two, Yoshida is responsible for. 我们要看到的是第二个空格它是 is 的受词，而又要有连接词的作用才可以连接后面完整的句子。而这些事情呢，就是 Yoshida 他所负责的。第二题还是考同学们对于句型结构的概念，我们正确答案应该要选择 D, what?What 等于 the thing which, 你就可以说 This is the thing which Yoshida is responsible for. 第二题的标准答案就选择 D 选项。 而第三个空格呢 ,this term, blank 3, a person who has died alone and whose passing remains unnoticed for weeks. 而这里的 this term 就是前面讲到的 lonely death, 这个术语呢指的就是这个人孤独的死去，而呢他身后又留下了很多东西，但是却没有人注意到他的去世。第三题 A 选项 applies for 申请 B associates with 与什么联想 C refers to 意思是意指 D counts on 依靠依赖这个术语指的就是后面所陈述的事实所以第三题的标准答案我们选择 C refers to
We're going to take a quick break Stay tuned, we'll be right backWelcome back, guys. We're talking about lonely death. Lonely death is a trend that's rising in Japan. There are quite a few people who pass away without anyone noticing, and their bodies have to then be taken care of by cleaning crews.
That's right. So let's move on now to the next paragraph. Again, we're talking about kodokushi, or kodokushi, maybe that's how you say it in Japanese, but when you speak English, we would read it as kodokushi. It has become more and more frequent.In Japan.
Yeah.
Here we have the word frequent. That just means it's something that happens quite often or quite frequently. It's getting more and more common. It happens more and more. It is more and more frequent in Japan.
One reason for this is the increasing elderly population. So, as a lot of countries are discovering, we're all living longer, guys. We have better health care.And people are, you know, more aware of what it takes to kind of keep healthy and stay alive longer. So we've got a lot of people who are living to an elderly age. And sometimes their families who are busy, you know, making a living, raising children, they don't have enough time to take care of the elderly. Now, in Asia, a lot of times, there are single unit families where the parents continue to live with their children.But in Japan, we're going to discover that we've got a lot of people living alone. So it's hard to keep a tab. Keep tabs on somebody means to keep track of someone. It's hard to keep track of all the elderly living alone. And if they're sick, they can't get out of the house and get help. And so sadly, sometimes they pass away without anyone knowing.
And they stay there for weeks at a time until somebody discovers them. Hey, there's a strange smell coming from that house over there. What's going on? So again, we've got elderly here. That is an adjective to describe people who are advanced in age. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we refer to all elderly people as the elderly, but do not use the word elderly to refer to just one person.
No,
it's used for the full group.
And notice we also say the poor, the elderly, the homeless.We use the, so be aware of that.
And if you do want to refer to one person, you could say an elder or
a senior. We like senior better
for some reason. Or an elderly person, you hear that sometimes.
Senior citizens,
exactly. Uh-huh. Don't say old person, that's kind of impolite. And out of the country's 127 million people, one in four is over 65.
Wow.
So you could also say...Of the country's 127 million people, then we've got one in four people who is over 65 years old. That sounds like quite a lot of elderly people.
That's 25%, yeah.
A lot of seniors, a lot of senior citizens in Japan that they need to take care of. Of course, they'd be great to talk to because, of course, they'd have some wonderful stories to tell about the past.
I think a lot of that is their diet. They eat fish a lot, which is really healthy.
A healthful diet in Japan, for sure.
Furthermore, the number of single households is also on the increase. Notice here we're using on the increase, which is a phrase very similar to on the rise, which is in our title. I typically use on the rise much more, but on the increase is correct, and you can use that just for, a change in pace. You don't want to always use the same terms all the time. A household is a single house. It depends on how many people are there. So it could be a single house, a single apartment. I'm a single household. Tom has a family, so he's got a household which includes a child and a wife. So the number of people living alone, though, is on the increase. It's rising.
It certainly is, and moving on now, it says the 2010 census found that people who lived alone made up 32% of the nation's population. So, of course, a census is when the government basically counts people. So in Japan, they counted people in the year 2010, and they found that a lot of people live alone. 32% of the people in Japan live by themselves, compared to just 25% in 1995. They're always telling us what extended families they have, and the elders stay with the family and stuff, but evidently quite a few people live by themselves in the land of the rising sun.
I was really shocked at the percentage. That's really high. And it's increasing very quickly if you look at that number.
I think it's the highest in Sweden, actually.
That's not surprising. Experts predict this number will only keep growing, so expect that trend to keep rising. The elderly in Japan have been avoiding moving into senior care facilities. Here's this word senior that we were talking about earlier, senior care facilities. We call them old folks homes in America, or retirement centers, retirement homes. Sounds a little nicer. Facilities include typically different buildings that have different functions. They could have a place where people sleep, a place where they can go and exercise or hang out with others and play games, things like that, facilities. Where they feel abandoned. A lot of these people don't want to move into senior care facilities because they feel once they go there, their families will never visit them. I've been to senior care facilities in Taiwan to sing and entertain the elderly there, and it's very sad to go in because they do feel like their families have abandoned them. If you abandon something or someone, you leave them and you don't take care of them or do any of those sorts of things. We often talk about people who abandon their pets. They take their pets like a cat and put it on the street, and then they drive home hoping the cat will never find them again.
Yeah, it does happen sometimes. But again, we're talking about the elderly in Japan, and sometimes they feel that they've been abandoned, maybe by their sons and daughters who have moved off to Tokyo or Osaka for
Europe,
great jobs.
Or America.
Or even immigrated abroad or studying overseas while they remain behind. And yet, as a result of weakened family ties in modern Japanese society, older people who live alone are often isolated. Isolated here just means they're all by themselves, and they feel like they don't really have any connection with other people as well. Thus, as a result, one social response is to create stronger community ties. So they've recognized this problem there, and they want to create these stronger community ties. Community is just the place or the area where you live. We've got all sorts of communities in Taiwan. What is it? The Wanfang community area.
Yeah, the district, they call them here.
The Minsheng community, stuff like that. And yes, they want to have people maybe communicate with each other more.
And this place called Shinjuku is one of those administrative areas in a city that's controlled by different politicians. You have different representatives. They call them wards there. I think here we call them districts. Yeah, they began a lonely death awareness campaign several years ago. If you're aware of something, you know that it's going on. You have knowledge of it. And sometimes societies or governments, they'll carry out these campaigns to kind of publicize what's going on, let people know about something that's important so they're aware of it. If you're aware of something, you have that awareness. Awareness is the noun form of the verb to be aware. So they started this campaign several years ago to kind of help people realize how many are living alone and may actually pass away without others being aware of it.
Yep, that's right. It does happen sometimes. So again, these community incentives, these events, these organizations host these social events. They also distribute a newsletter, which is kind of like an informal newspaper for the elderly to let them know what's going on. And they also monitor their well-being. To monitor just means to check on something. They come back, knock on their door, say, hey, Mr. Tanaka, are you okay today? Good, we're just checking on you. Hope everything's well. And well-being, of course, means how well you're doing, if you're healthy or not.
Right. So hopefully these efforts mark the beginning of a turnaround. A turnaround is a complete change of something in this grim trend. Grim meaning very sad, very sorrowful, very depressing trend. Hopefully it works. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第四个空格，它是一个转成词，所以要看一下前面的句子。前面句子有提到呢，在日本拥有1亿2700万的人口，其中呢四个里面就有一个超过65岁。第四个空格后面的句子提到 ，The number of single households is also on the increase。而呢这种呢单一单身户的这个数量呢也在上升当中。其实探讨的是孤独死，四分之一是超过65岁，那么相同的此外跟这样子概念相对等的呢就是单身的数量也在上升。第四题 A furthermore 可以解释成为再者此外，都是描述呢，针对同样一个概念提出相同的数据资料。B, in contrast, 相反的。C, therefore, 因此用来表达因果关系。D, after all, 毕竟。那么正确答案搭配文意。第四题我们选择 A, furthermore。第五个空格。The elderly in Japan have been blank five moving into senior care facilities. 其实呢，在日本的老年人，他们怎么样搬到这样子的老年的居住照顾中心？后面有提到 where they feel abandoned， 在那里他们会感觉被遗弃。如果有这样的感觉，你的举止行为会是什么呢？第五题 A tolerating。忍受 B. avoiding 避免 C. retiring 退休 D. objecting 反对他们其实呢一直都希望能够避免呢搬进去这样子的老年照顾中心搭配文意后面呢又是加的是 moving 所以又符合文法概念第五题的标准答案就选择 B. avoiding Yet, as a result of weakened family ties in modern Japanese society, older people who live alone are often blank six. 然而呢，在日本的社会里面，其实那种家庭的连结是渐渐的式微了，所以稍微年长的人，他们独自的居住，其实会常常感觉到怎么样？既然没有家庭的连结，当然咯，就会觉得自己独居是被隔绝在外的。第六题 A. sacrificed 牺牲 B. postponed 延后 C. appreciated 赞赏D. isolated, 隔绝、隔离，搭配文意。第六题我们选择 D. isolated。再来我们看到他们采取的行动是要让大家能够认知到有这样子的事情正在发生。第七个空格的句子 It hosts social events, blank seven a newsletter to the elderly and monitors their well-being. 做了三件事情，举办社交活动，然后把这些时事的通讯怎么样给年长者，而且监督他们的这个生活的这个情况。有没有注意到，这里是用逗号跟逗号 and 来连接三个现在式的简单动词。所以第三题搭配文法，我们选择 B 选项 distribute， 有散发、分散的意思。OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and hopefully we've helped you improve your English, and also we've made you aware of this problem in Japan, and probably in other places as well. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.